January 27th, 2012, at 16:13 hours, Detective Joe Evans... Okay, about what time did you guys get a call today in reference to this incident?
Do you remember?
Yeah, about 2:15.
Okay.
14, 15 hours.
And what was the call?
It was a behavioral emergency is what it showed up on our CAD, and we were told it was a suicidal subject with weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And to stage Fresno.
Did they tell you what kind of weapons?
No, my partner had a view of the CAD, so he may have seen it, but I
okay.
All came out to us as suicidal subject with weapons.
Okay, so you guys start driving up here. Did you end up following anybody else up here?
Once we made it very close to the scene, we were right behind Medic Engine 40.
Okay, good. The Ventura County Fire Engine.
Correct. Yeah, we were behind one of the sheriff's units for a little while down LA Avenue, and then once we came up to, Citrus here, that's when we were behind Medic Engine 40.
Okay, and according, tell me what happened next.
Sure. We approached the scene, we parked behind Medic Engine 40.
Okay.
We got out of the rig. We saw the individual that was down on the ground.
He is way okay if you turn that down.
Stop.
Thank you.
It's off now. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so we parked behind Medic Engine 40. We saw the individual. He was lying down on the ground on his back in a supine position.
Supine position, meaning laying flat?
Correct, laying flat on his back.
Stretched out?
Yes.
Okay. And is this in front of the silver car up here where I see the white male laying down on the ground?
Yes, it is.
That's the same subject?
Correct.
Okay, so you guys arrive. You go up to his body at the same time as the fireman?
I was actually the first to the body.
Okay.
I had grabbed the backboard from the back of the ambulance while the firefighters grabbed their equipment.
Okay. Hang on just a second. Sure. While you're going up there, do you see anybody else around?
I did see a detective, looked like a detective, I don't know what his rank is or anything,
but
in a white shirt with a tie.
Okay.
And then I saw another sergeant, but he was more back to the back. He had a little sheriff star that was hanging and like civilian clothes and a hat.
Okay. Very good.
And those are the only two that I really noticed.
Did they talk to you?
The one individual had pointed out that this was the body and it indicated that it was an officer involved shooting.
Okay, very good.
But that's about it. He said, you know, go ahead and do whatever you got to do.
Excellent.
He didn't delay our care at all.
Of course. Okay, so you show up at the body with a backboard. What's the next thing that transpires?
We checked for a pulse. I checked for a carotid pulse on him. There was no pulse. There was no respiratory movement at all in his chest. His chest had no movement whatsoever. He had no breath coming in or out of his mouth. Medic Engine 40 patched him up to the monitor to check for any electrical activity. And we did note on the monitor that he had pulseless electrical activity at a rate of about 30. Near wide QRS complexes.
Okay, so you look him up, and I take it someone is talking to the hospital at this point?
At this point, not at this point. We had done our initial assessment. Okay. He was right on, basically, at a rate of 30 with wide QRS complexes, with a traumatic full arrest, especially with penetrating injuries to the neck and torso. County policy is that we would pronounce that individual in the scene, assuming they're over the age of 18, which he appeared to be.
Okay.
At that time, just to make sure everything was good, the medic didn't have to contact the base hospital, but he did just to basically make sure that they were okay with this, especially since there was officer involved shooting.
Of course.
So he went and walked away at the moment to make a phone call just to ensure that they were okay with us leaving this individual.
And at some point, did someone say that this guy was dead?
Yes, he did. We were told that by the medic on Medic Engine 40 that the pronouncement time was at 14:32, and it was by Los Robles Hospital. I believe it was Dr. Davin who was the pronouncing physician.
14:32.
Yes.
And you heard that from the other paramedic, right?
That's correct.
Gray Hayes or whatever his name is?
The other, the medic on 40.
Medic on 40. Okay, no problem. Okay, so what do you do after you pronounce him dead? What do you do next?
At that point in time, we basically started moving away from the scene, trying not to disturb the body. If I can interject, one thing that I forgot to tell you is that we did end up, my partner ended up cutting the individual's shirt off.
Correct.
He did try to avoid the bullet holes as best he could.
Right, he did that to expose his chest, though,
that
so you
correct.
Could assess his body.
Right, and that's when we noted the penetrating injuries to the
right.
To
how
the
many
chest.
Injuries did you see?
There was two injuries to the chest. Mm-hmm. One of them was on the sternum, more towards the bottom of the sternum, probably about where the heart would be. And then there was another one that was in between the sternum and the midclavicular line, about maybe the first or second intercostal space on the patient. There's also a gaping
wound. Remember to talk English.
Oh,
I'm
sorry. Okay.
Right in between right above his heart.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
About where his lung would be.
About where his lung would be.
About where his lung would be on the left-hand side, probably just a little bit high, but about where his lung would be on the left side. And then there was a gaping hole in his throat region, and I can't say for sure which way, you know, anything
and
was going, but I can
just
tell
saw
you
a big
that, yeah, that, yeah, there was a big chunk that was like almost like a sideways takeout, and then there was another one that appeared to come straight through to the
so there's four holes.
There's four holes.
Okay, that's fine.
Appeared to be four.
So then what did you do after you are done assessing him, he's pronounced dead, what do you do from there?
The medic removed the patches. I watched the medic remove the patches. My partner went and grabbed our computer so that way we could start our documentation of all the care that was provided and the assessment that was provided. We removed the backboard from the scene. The patient had not been placed on the backboard. We left our gloves on scene with the patient, and we basically came back and just wrote our report.
Okay, since you've been back at your truck here, have you seen anybody from the family or anybody come out?
No.
Okay. Has anybody come and talked to you about this shooting? Any of the officers or anything like that?
No.
Okay. So you haven't been questioned about it other than me talking to you?
Correct.
Perfect. Is there anything else in this scenario today that you think would be relevant or that you need to tell me that I haven't asked you?
I did hear one of the detectives when he was trying to find the weapon that supposedly the individual had. He was asking where it was, and one of the sheriffs had indicated that he had moved it to the back top trunk of the
okay, so you heard a detective
car.
Saying, hey, where's the weapon?
Correct.
And another police officer saying, hey, I put it on back of the trunk of the car?
Correct.
Okay, and you don't know who those two guys were?
I know the guy in the white shirt with the tie that I indicated earlier was the one who was questioning where the weapon was. I guess it was a machete. I did see it on the back of the car.
And was the other guy wearing a uniform?
That I don't know.
Okay, no problem. You just heard this.
I heard it, from behind me, and I did note that it was back there, and he asked some officers to secure that weapon and make sure no one went around it or touched it.
Perfect. Anything else you can tell me?
No, I think that's about it.
Very good. I appreciate your time and all your effort and your work in helping us today. It's 16:22 hours, and this interview is being concluded.